This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
I don't know what that was, but it was quite loud.
Sie hören die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called wavelength.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm William English, and today's telephonic guest is Captain Maurice Seddon, Royal Signals retired. Good afternoon, Maurice.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, as well as conditions at my age, being an old wreck, permit.
Yes. And whereabouts are you? Where are we speaking? Where are you speaking to us from, as it were?
I'm speaking from the ancient cottage in which I've lived now for over 50 years.
Which is where?
It is about 2 miles from Windsor.
Oh, yes. You're in Datchet, aren't you? Is it the village of Datchet?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear the you heard the opening announcement? Did you?
I heard various things. I'm not sure which was part of the announcement and which wasn't, but it all was quite understandable.
Yes, and that was your own voice with the wavelength announcements in various languages.
Called that, but I had forgotten what I had said on the previous broadcast. But when I heard that, I immediately recalled it.
Yes. Well, I've got two or three recordings from the past, which I thought I'd play. They're only a few minutes each, but they're you recorded. Well, the first one was actually in 1987, which is now 23 years ago.
Fascinating.
So what I'll do is I'll play that now, and then it's only quite brief, and then we can talk again afterwards.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Good. I'm glad you preserved them so well. Telephoning New York on the 8th of December 1988 on behalf of William English, ringing 01012125336686. The object of the exercise being that William has asked me to get a recording of an answering machine with a peculiar snappy answer which he wants for making a film with. I have dialed out the number for New York, and nothing seems to happen.
The number you have reached, 533-6686, has been disconnected. 533-6686 has been disconnected. No further information is available about 533-6686.
Hello, Morris.
Hello.
Do you remember that one?
Sorry?
Do you remember that one?
Parts of it, yes.
Yes.
Not the whole.
No. But you used to have a habit, didn't you, of recording all of your phone calls on cassette tape?
Yes, I used to do that.
Yeah.
I've given it up now. It's all additional
work and labour and the rest of it, you know.
Yes.
And as one gets older, so one gets more and more lazy in these things.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. So you must have quite an archive. You must have hundreds of them.
Oh, I have, but I've lost track of them. They're scattered about all over the place.
Yeah. That might be interesting to go through some of them sometime.
Yes,
we should. We should listen to them together. How far back do they go, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, no, I really can't tell you. I mean, they may go back 20 years, they may go back 50 years.
Yeah. And did you also have... you've also got sort of VHS tapes, I think, of the time when you appeared on the David Letterman show in New York.
Yes, I've got tape recordings of each and every one of the numerous broadcasts that I was involved in. And they involved Sender Freies Berlin, the Sender of Free Berlin, ARD, excuse me, I've got hiccups. ARD is another German broadcasting station. Sender Freies Berlin we've had, I think, haven't we? Yes. Many English ones, French ones, Italian ones, and so on.
It's sort of... But there were two American ones, that weren't there, where they... Didn't they sort of ship your motorcycle over to America?
Do you know your memory is so much better than mine? You see, I'm so old now that a lot of things in my memory have just gone off the record.
And yeah.
I don't remember them anymore. Do you? You said I took the motorcycle.
Well, I seem to remember that you actually rode onto the stage of some TV program on your old motorbike.
In America?
Well, maybe. Or perhaps it was the Russell Harty show in London or something.
Well, it could well have been a Russell Harty show.
Yeah.
I was involved in American broadcasts and so forth. I don't recall taking the motorcycle to America, but it is perfectly possible because the motorcycle was taken to all sorts of places.
All right, well, here's another recording from the past. This is from 1987.
Yes.
It's not that. That's actually Captain Beefheart from Safe as Milk, I think. We'll get the right track now. Okay.
I didn't know that one.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Captain Set for you.
Just put a call through to him, sir.
Thank you.
No, just put a call through to him. You're going to hold.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said just put a call through to him. Can you hold a minute?
Oh, yes. Righto.
Who's speaking again?
Captain Morris Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N. He knows me.
Captain Seddon.
Seddon. S for sugar, E, double D for dog, O-N. Seddon.
Seddon.
That's it.
Okay, sir. Hold him, please.
Hello, it's Morris Seddon. How are you?
I'm all right, just off to Greece, actually.
Oh, you're going on holiday?
Yes, taking some furniture to our house there, yep.
Oh, I see. Are you going today?
Tomorrow, actually.
I see. Well, forgive me troubling you in the Aufbruch, as it were, but the thing is, William English, who you know, has consulted me in despair. He has, in effect, invoked my assistance. Let me explain the situation. On the one hand, in financial terms, I'm the merest grain of sand on the beach. I'm as poor as a church mouse. Yet in other respects, I am extraordinarily well connected, and I have certain abilities in getting quite phenomenal results in terms of speeding things up in many fields. Now, to give you an example of something that happens relatively frequently and happened as recently as about 10 days ago, supposing a user of wireless communication has a breakdown of a telecom line to their control point, and they try through all normal means to get it right, and after 14 days or more, the thing still isn't working, and all normal means are broken down, they then refer the matter to me as a sort of, an unicum, ganz auf Deutsch. And this unicum is then engaged to deal with the matter, with the result that within 22 hours the thing is working again. And this happens not once, but it happens often, and it happens in many fields. Now, I have never, ever had the problem before of dealing with a tardy and lackadaisical surveyor. I know absolutely nothing about surveyors. But I'm very much a ginger merchant and a go-getter, and in that I have been invoked to do this thing, I'm going to do my absolute damnedest, and I shall stop at no limit to get the thing put right. But before I do anything, I wanted to consult with you and make sure that the situation as I have been told it by William English really is the case. Sorry?
By all means.
Yes.
Morris?
Yes?
Do you remember that one?
Dimly.
You see, we can't name the names. I've had to edit it.
In part.
We've had to edit the names out because there were obviously it concerns... It could be sort of libelous because it involved someone who wasn't doing his job properly.
Oh, I see.
But you actually negotiated on behalf... It was to do with the lease on the dining room.
Oh, I see, yes.
Do you remember that?
A what on the dining room?
Well, there was a lease... Which didn't come through for what seemed like years.
Yes.
And in the end, you sort of intervened and managed to push things ahead.
Oh, I see. I must admit, I'm sorry to say, but that is the state of my memory now. I had forgotten that.
Yes. Never mind. You sound much more sprightly then, don't you?
I do. I'm sure I did.
Yes.
Of course, I am. I say to people, I'm just an old wreck.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you're still... How old are you now?
84 and a half, I suppose, yes.
Right. So that was 23 years ago.
Gosh.
Yeah.
How time flies.
Yes, indeed.
It really is amazing.
Now, I was going to play some theremin music.
You were going to play...
Some theremin music.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I remember, I think when I mentioned theremin to you before...
Yes.
You sort of mistook it for something to do with a woolly hat.
Did I, yes.
Yes, you said that somebody had sold you a woolly hat for £50 and you couldn't find it.
Yes, that is still the situation. I cannot find it.
But why does the word theremin put you in mind of the woolly hat?
Because on the woolly hat there are very brief inscriptions. There's very little information on the woolly hat. But one of the words, there is a word which I can't remember. It starts with T-H. I wish I could remember it. It was something like, the T-H from thermal, you see.
Right.
And then the rest of the word also relates to thermal.
Yeah.
And it's more or less a description of the function of the woolly hat.
Yes.
And it's one of the very few... words which are printed on the woolly hat.
Right.
And so it would have been desirable to be able to quote that word.
Yes.
Unfortunately, as the woolly hat has disappeared, and there is no separate document as such on it, I can't do that.
It seems very expensive for a hat, £50.
Well, it does seem a lot, but that is why I was inquiring about it. I want to verify... whether I've been charged a correct price or whether I've been overcharged, I really can't say.
Well, I think you've been overcharged.
Well, it's possible.
I mean, you
must be very careful not to anticipate these things, because it may well turn out to be perfectly correct that it is that it does cost over £50.
Do you actually need it?
I don't need it. I bought it because it seemed to me a good idea in principle. To insulate one's head.
Yes.
Because a great deal of heat is lost from the head every day.
Yeah.
Now, this particular woolly hat thing, it isn't wool, it's some synthetic concoction or other, but it has a high quality insulation, thermal insulation characteristic. So it retains the heat very, very much better than any normal headgear.
Yes. But you around the house, I think you wear heated clothing, don't you?
Well, I used to. Uh-huh. I must admit that I don't often use the heated clothing these days. I have it on hand in case of need.
Yeah.
And if the weather gets very cold, or if the ordinary heating, the water heating system should fail, then I can fall back on the electric heating.
Right,
and
right.
That is a great blessing.
Yes.
But,
So you have the various garments which have sort of wires running through them.
Oh, indeed, yes.
And you plug them into the wall.
Heated insoles, heated gloves, heated under vests, heated long underpants. Oh, goodness knows.
Yes.
Masses of things, all heated.
Okay. Well, there's another recording coming up. This is quite a strange one. This is also from 1987.
Oh, yes.
And on this occasion, you're speaking to someone called Fritz Fend in Germany.
What's his name, Fritz?
Fritz Fend.
Sankt.
Fend, F-E-N-D.
Sankt.
Yeah.
I don't recall that name at all.
Right.
Never mind.
All right. Well, I'll run the tape and perhaps it will jog a memory or something.
It may.
Let's see what happens.
Yes.
I call them mediums or clairvoyants. Clairvoyance and clairaudience is also used in mediumship, part of your own psychic ability.
Hang on one second.
Right.
I'm having to rewind the tape.
Right.
Doesn't sound right at all. Fritz Fend. All right. Try again. Yes, this chap was the... I think he was the designer of the Messerschmitt.
Geier Fend.
Oh, guten Tag. Ist das Herr Fend persönlich?
Persönlich, ja.
Ah, guten Tag, Herr Fend. Sie kennen mir nicht. Mein Name ist Captain Morris Seddon. Ich spreche aus England.
Ja.
Ich bin zwar halb Engländer, aber halb Hildesheimer.
Ja.
Haben Sie inzwischen von mir einen Brief bekommen vom 14. Januar?
Nein.
Haben Sie nicht bekommen? Wie ist denn das möglich? Herr Fend, ich habe ein Schreiben an Ihnen gerichtet am 14. Januar an den Public Relations Beauftragte, Firma Fritz Fend, Entwicklungsinstitut, Thurmeier Straße 11, 8500 Regensburg.
Was geht es da?
Also, Sie haben das bestimmt nicht bekommen.
Ja, bei mir ist es nicht bekannt, vielleicht ist es hier ziemlich wo.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's show revisits a programme from August 2010. Or possibly 2012, in which I phoned Captain Morris Seddon and played some tapes which he had recorded in 1987. One of which was with Fritz Fend, designer of the Fend Flitzer, which evolved into the Messerschmitt bubble car. Fritz Fend died in 2000 and Morris died in 2014. So this is the original 30-minute broadcast, and I plan to sort of double expose the original tapes and various other recordings, including Messerschmitt, Phantom Airwaves, and newly discovered Seddon tapes. Heated Gloves, the film I made of Morris Seddon in 2015, will be screened at Nowhere, that's no.w.here, so that's either Nowhere or Now Here, an artist film space on Bethnal Green Road. That's on November the 22nd. And a vinyl record of the Seddon tapes is due out in a month or so on Clive Graham's Paradigm label. Best wishes, William English.
Und dann, wenn ich das dann habe, sicher ist es irgendwo, weil das eine Geschichte ist, mit der wir uns momentan nicht befassen, könnte es sein, dass das jemand bekommen hat, der das nicht weiter verfolgt hat, und dann werde ich mich gleich drum kümmern.
Das wäre sehr lieb. Darf ich Ihnen meine Telefonnummer geben, für den Fall, dass Sie den Schreiben nicht finden sollten? Das ist in England 0753
422
422.
Ja, und am besten immer vormittags, am besten vor
11 Uhr.
Das ist sehr nett. Darf ich fragen, haben Sie solchen Akten da?
Here, J.H. Thomas, we like the old horse.
Oh, yes.
But call him J. Thomas with pangs of remorse.
Cause we know that the age is silent, of course.
We are frightfully BBC.
Oh, James, and don't spare the aged.
We are really too Park Lane and Poona, too fond of our Frinton-on-Sea.
We never sing my kids a crooner, whatever a crooner might be.
We dote on the sunshine, we love every shower. We are mad on the bee that's improving the hour.
And we still think a pansy's a kind of a flower.
We are frightfully BBC.
There are fairies at the bottom of our garden.
Connected with county and landed estates. We never
cross
cutlery over our plates.
We call to the city, perhaps.
Sehr vielen Dank. Alles Gute.
Wiederhören.
So tired. We are really too rugger and soccer, too manfully quick off the tee. We pile all our togs in a locker, our sweaters have quite a load of heat. We know the announcers and Greenwich.
Hello.
Did you hear any of that? Is that all right?
I heard it all, yes.
Yes.
We never shake.
What's he talking about?
Well, slightly complicated. Apparently, I had written a letter to him, quite a detailed letter, and he had not received this letter. So I then said, well, may I read to you the letter over the telephone?
Right.
And he said, yes, go ahead. And I did that, and he presumably noted what I said in the spoken version of the letter.
Yeah.
And it related to a form of motor scooter called a Messerschmitt.
Yes.
And also to certain other forms of similar transport. I can't remember the detail anymore.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the Messerschmitt?
I remember the name quite well.
Yeah.
Because it was also the name of a famous wartime airplane.
Yes, that's right.
But the detail I don't remember, no.
No. But you've got several three-wheeler cars yourself, haven't you? Don't you have sort of these...
I have very ancient, electrically propelled, invalide, I suppose you'd call them tricycles, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Or sort of a kind of armchair on three wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Driven by batteries.
Yes.
Yes, I have those, indeed.
Do you still use them, or...?
I haven't used them for quite some time, but I've been toying with the idea of taking one into use, excuse my hiccups, quite recently, but I haven't actually got round to doing anything. That's another thing in one's old age. There is no longer an incentive to get on and do anything.
Hmm.
So one tends to do nothing rather than something.
Yes. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to end with some theremin or theremin music. Nice.
Yes.
Which is sort of where we came in with the woolly hat business. But do you remember the theremins at all? Do you remember this sort of musical instrument thing which is like a rod and people sort of move their hand around it and the tone goes up and down?
I very dimly remember it. The pitch to see.
Well, this is, you can hear it now in the background with piano accompaniment. This is by somebody called Clara Rockmore from Clara Rockmore's Lost Theremin album.
It's very strange, isn't it?
Yes. It's usually used sort of for eerie film scores and so on, to convey a sort of atmosphere of strangeness and so on.
Oh, I see.
It's like a continuous sort of electronic tone that sort of goes up and down.
Definitely very unusual.
Yes. So you're not familiar with these instruments?
No.
No?
one time years ago.
Yeah.
And I've heard it being played, but I've never had any close contact with it.
No.
They certainly have a very strange sound. Yeah. Without about that.
Morris, well, we're going to wind up the programme now.
Very good.
So thank you very much for joining in and listening to your old recordings. Yep. All right. So that was... Yes, Captain Morris Seddon, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To sing three-part harmony with myself, as if one of me wasn't bad enough. We sailed on the old John B, my grandpappy and me, over the seven seas. Did we row, drinking all day and fighting all night? Well, I feel so broken, I want to go. Home.
anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. Oh, trouble is all we see, my old grandpappy and me. Feel like I want to jump over the rail, end up in jail, getting no bail. Well, I feel so broken, I want to go home. So pull up the anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home. The captain's a wicked man, gets drunk anytime he can. You don't give a damn for poor old grandpappy and me. He knocks us about and he kicks us around. Well, I feel so broken, I want to go home. So pull up the anchor chain, hoist up the big mainsail, put down the helm and head over the foam. Want to go home, want to go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I want to go home.
Or clairvoyance. Clairvoyance and clairaudience is also used in mediumship, part of your own psychic ability, and help from spirits as well, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Well, what you are expressing is a very commonly held views, but we know so little about this that...
Grüß Gott, Fritz Fendt.
Ja?
Kann ich mit Public Relations sprechen? Bitte schnell, es ist aus England.
The Messerschmitt...
Ja, hier ist Fendt.
Oh, guten Tag. Ist das Herr Fendt persönlich?
Persönlich, ja.
Ah, guten Tag, Herr Fendt. Sie kennen mir nicht. Mein Name ist Captain Morris Seddon. Ich spreche aus England.
Ja.
Ich bin zwar halb Engländer, aber halb Hildesheimer.
Ja.
Haben Sie inzwischen von mir einen Brief bekommen vom 14. Januar? Haben Sie nicht bekommen? Ist denn das möglich? Herr Fendt, ich habe ein Schreiben an Ihnen gerichtet am 14. Januar an den Public Relations Beauftragte, Firma Fritz Fendt, Entwicklungsinstitut, Thurmeier Straße 11, 8500 Regensburg. Also, Sie haben das bestimmt nicht bekommen. So, also das Allerbeste ist, wenn ich darf, ich werde Ihnen dieses Brief vorlesen. Als halb, sehr geehrte Herren, als halb Deutscher bin ich gebeten worden, von Mr. William English, nicht deutsch sprechend, in seinem Auftrage an Ihnen zu schreiben. Er beabsichtigt, ein Dokumentarfilm zu drehen, Titel Messerschmitt, mit Hauptthema Kabinenroller. Ich habe schon mehrmals telefoniert in Mr. William English Auftrage mit Herr Ostmeier, Public Relations von Messerschmitt in Augsburg. Er hat mir Ihre Adresse gegeben. Bitte wollen Sie so freundlich sein und so viele wie nur möglich Lichtbilder von Prototypen, Tent, Flitzer und so weiter, Exemplare von früher Reklamematerial, Lichtbilder von Fabrikinnenansichten, in Klammern Produktionslinien, Fertigungsstätten und so weiter und so weiter, betreffend diesen und ähnlichen Fendt-Messerschmitt-Fahrzeuge schicken zu lassen an, und dann gebe ich die Adresse. Falls Sie irgendwelche Fragen haben sollten, am besten telefonieren Sie an mir. Mr. William English spricht kein Deutsch, am obigen Nummer.
Weil das eine Geschichte ist, mit der wir uns momentan nicht befassen, gell? Könnte es sein, dass das jemand bekommen hat, der das nicht weiter verfolgt hat, und dann werde ich mich gleich drum kümmern.
Das wäre sehr lieb. Darf ich Ihnen meine Telefonnummer geben, für den Fall, dass Sie den Schreiben nicht finden sollten? Das ist in England 0753 42242.
42242.
Ja, und am besten immer vormittags, am besten vor 11 Uhr.
Vormittag vor 11 Uhr. Also ich werde mich drum annehmen, gell?
Das ist sehr nett. Darf ich fragen, haben Sie solchen Akten da?
Ja, ja.
Oh, wunderbar. Gut. Und können Sie mir noch einen kleinen Rat geben? Er hat sich ich habe für ihn einen Brief geschrieben an Messerschmitt, direkt, mit die Frage, ob die ihm eventuell finanziell etwas, wenn nur in ganz bescheidenem Ausmaß, unterstützen würden bei der Fertigstellung dieser Film. Und die haben leider negativ geantwortet. Haben Sie irgendwelche Möglichkeiten, bei Ihnen das zu tun?
Da haben wir nichts vorgesehen, gell?
Und haben Sie irgendwelche Vorschläge, wie er das am besten machen könnte, wenn überhaupt?
Ich werde mir das überlegen und wenn ich die Sache bearbeite, ich würde Sie nur bitten, wenn Sie mir einige Zeit Geduld lassen,
denn ich bin in seinem Gesicht kämpften Ärger und Belustigung.
Und wann kommen Sie wieder?
Sich sofort dicht neben Oberkamm.
Aha, ja. Und werden Sie schreiben oder telefonieren oder was?
Und die Anwesenheit der Wachtposten vor der Tür.
Sehr vielen Dank. Alles Gute.
Wieder was los.
Wiederhören.
Fischer erzählte leise.
Telefon call zu Herrn
Fahrenberg ist die Sache ins Gehirn gestiegen. Er wird bestimmt verrückt.
Er ist es schon. At 10:15 in the morning. End of recording.
Stahlkammern hier aufbauen, extra für diese drei wieder eingebrachten Flüchtlinge. Wir haben uns doch mit dem Mann verständigt, dass er die drei nicht anrührt, bis wir alle unter Dach haben.
Really needs to look within himself. I don't think it matters how long you live. It is the understanding of the spiritual knowledge, which in the end is only the only true practical essence of living. Because everything in life has meaning. When you spoke about ghosts and things like that, people really do not understand about these people. If you cling to the things of the earth, then when you leave the earth, which surely we're all going to do one day, if you cling too fastly to them, then you find you cannot get on to your next spiritual plane in the astral world and the other world that exists. There are those who deny that these worlds exist. There are those in the spirit world who deny that this world exists.
Den werden Sie noch vernehmungsfähig sein nach einer Stunde, nach anderthalb Stunden. Also gut. Er wird jetzt jeden Tag bloß dem Lager Sie vorführen. Dieser Spaß wird sein letzter in Westhofen sein. Ich glaube, er bildet sich ein, wenn er alle sieben zurück hat, kann er hier bleiben. Oberkamp sagte, wenn dieser Fahrenberg jetzt auch die Leiter herunterfällt, dann wird er unten so kolossal aufplumpsen, dass er gleich ein paar Sprossen hochschnellt auf einer neuen Leiter. Ich habe mir, sagte Fischer, diesen Fallau von seinem dritten Baum abgepflückt. Er stand plötzlich auf und öffnete das Fenster. Sie bringen den Fallau auch schon. Entschuldigen Sie, wenn ich Ihnen jetzt einen Rat gebe, Oberkampf. Lassen Sie sich aus der Kantine ein rohes Bifsteck kommen. Wozu? Weil Sie eher aus diesem Bifsteck eine Aussage herausklopfen werden, als aus dem Mann, den man Ihnen jetzt vorführt. Fischer hatte recht. Das wusste Overkamp sofort, als der Mann vor ihm stand. Er hätte die Zettel auf seinen Tisch ruhig zerreißen können. Diese Festung war uneinnehmbar. Ein kleiner, erschöpfter Mensch, ein hässliches, kleines Gesicht, dreieckig aus der Stirn gewachsenes, dunkles Haar. Starke Brauen, dazwischen ein Strich, der die Stirn spaltete. Entzündete dadurch
verkleinerte Augen. Which, like most German products, like Mercedes-Benz Daimler motor cars, like BMW, BMW motor cars, they are extremely expensive, as well as being extremely good. Now, if you want that, then I can supply you such batteries. But if some people prefer you want cheap batteries, then I do not wish to have the responsibility of supplying you such things. So I then would say to you, go and buy those wherever you like locally, and when you have trouble with them, it is not I who is involved in the complaints train. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So, now if you come to me for batteries, then I would suggest to you either one of the following solutions. First, I would put it to you as that human beings are basically quadrupeds who have gone biped. For this reason, the vertebra, you will agree, is the source of a great deal of trouble. There's a lot of back trouble. And therefore, if we're going to carry a heavy weight, and batteries are a heavy weight, and if we carry that weight by transmitting the thrust through the vertebra, we are probably asking for trouble, and we're going to increase the trouble that the vertebra gives us. Therefore, if we carry a battery in our hand or over our shoulder, in either of those cases, the thrust is transmitted through the vertebra. So therefore, the best way of carrying batteries is not on the vertebra at all, but on something which is quite a commonplace article in the world of the video cameramen, and they call it a battery belt. This is a broad, massive belt which rests on the hips, with pouches containing heavy accumulator batteries all the way round. And of course the weight there is transmitted not through the vertebra at all, but directly through the pelvis onto the legs. Therefore it doesn't load the vertebra and doesn't cause back trouble. You see what I mean?
I see, yes.
Now one of those, if you buy it from the world of the video cameramen, and you can buy it there, I think, I don't know how easily available it is, but it is a recognised article and is called a battery belt. Now, the prices I'm going to mention to you are probably out-of-date prices. They're about 2 or 3 years ago, so they've probably gone up a bit. But they were between £280 and £380 apiece. Now, if you want me to supply you the equivalent of that, I would do it in a slightly different way. I would supply you a battery with 6 empty pouches on it, or up to 6 empty pouches, and the price of this would be either £80 without batteries or £20, depending on whether you had a leather belt with handmade leather pouches to fit the accumulators, or whether you had ex-military surplus webbing equipment. Equally, you may prefer to improvise that part of the equipment yourself at your end. Now, as to the batteries that would go into those pouches, I would then supply you pairs, in every case pairs, of 6-volt batteries connected in series to give you 12 volts. Now, one pair of these, each battery would cost you about £36, so that would be £72 for one pair, or twice £72 for two pairs, or three times £72 for three pairs, going into two, four, or six pouches on the belt. Now, I would suggest you could reasonably start with one pair and find out how you got on, time duration-wise, with one pair. You would also need a charger, which in this case would be a very special German charger for this type of battery, and that is £104. Or you could buy equivalent Taiwanese, Japanese, or other junk locally for much less money, and then I'm not responsible when they go wrong. Now, the alternative to that, if you like to carry something over your shoulder, oh, by the way, the weight of each of those batteries would be about 630 grams per 6-volt unit, or 1,260 grams for each pair of 6-volt batteries, giving you 12 volts. Alternatively, if you like to carry things over your shoulder, I can supply you one single battery, which will cost you about £86 and will give you 12 volts and will weigh about 2,200 grams. Now, that can be carried over the shoulder. I have known people actually to make up their own sort of satchel affair to attach that battery to a belt, but that's a rather one-sided arrangement. The other balance is there. Yes, and then, because you can, with each pair, you can put one battery on each side of your body. Now, what more can I tell you? I think you better ask me questions.
Well, I'm very interested in all what you've said, and what I want to do now is sort of have a think about it all. I've took it all down in quick note form, what you've been telling me. And what I was going to do now is have a think about things, and then I think the best thing for me, after I've thought about things, I'll give you another ring, and then I'll let you know what I've decided. Is that fair, or better still, I may even write you a letter?
Well, now, may I explain how this tiny business of mine works? It's a one-man business, as you may know. I don't even have a secretary. I have zero administrative backup.
I see.
And I can't cope with correspondence unless I have to.
I see.
You're rather lucky that your letter was opened very quickly. That's the exception. Very often letters which arrive here lie about for weeks till the accountant comes and rips everything open.
I see.
So really, if you want reasonably prompt service, it is far, far better that you telephone and don't write.
Yes.
By all means, write in a confirmatory form confirming a telephone call, but in every case, initially, do make the telephone call. That is important. And when you do write to me, the other important thing is to mark the envelope in large letters, urgent, heated clothing. Because, as you may appreciate, these broadcasts have the effect of bringing an absolute snowstorm of correspondence, which I can't cope with. Now, the other thing is the best times to get hold of me are late at night, when I'm usually in, sometimes even after 1 o'clock. Is that too late for you?
No,
that's all right. I mean, if you try at 11 and I'm out, well, try at 12, and if I'm still out, try at 1. Because I'm very, very often out late at night on business in London. The alternative to that is you can ring me in the morning as early as you like. I'm generally here in the mornings, not always, generally in the early mornings, and of course that is also the cheap rate for you, before 8. Now, if you like to ring in the expensive time, that's no problem to me, it doesn't worry me, if it doesn't worry you, then I would say to you, ring in the morning rather than the afternoon or the evening, because my general pattern is that I'm in most mornings until an indeterminate hour when I go out for the rest of the day to London. And this is generally any time after 11. It may be 11, it may be 12, it may be 1, it may be 2. And very often from then on I'm out for the rest of the day till very late. Does that help with guidance a bit?
It does help, that's very good, yes. I can sort it out from that then.
Now, the other thing is, do you ever come down to the south?
Very rarely.
Oh, well, then it's no point. I was going to suggest it would be nice if you called on me sometime. You could see these things. No, well, we can do it through the post. That's no problem. Provided there's first a telephone call in which we discuss exactly what you want, and if you're sending any money, how much it is you're sending, and when you're sending it, so I'm looking out for its arrival.
Yeah, okay.
And then I can deal promptly. Now, when roughly do you think you're likely to be calling?
Well, what I'll do, I'll call one day next week. Will that be okay?
That's fine.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, another good time when I'm generally in is the weekend.
It'll probably be evening, I would think.
Right. I'm generally in over the weekend, except for Saturdays, when I'm very often out from about 5 o'clock till about 11:30 p.m. Okay, well then I'll hear from you in sometime during the week. Yes, now is there anything else I ought to tell you? Try those Wechselbäder, those alternate hot and cold baths. They should help you. Indeed, spa treatment generally. I'm trying to think, red car. You're not terribly far from Harrogate, are you?
Pardon?
You're not terribly far from Harrogate, are you?
About 80 miles, I would think.
Oh, it's as far as that?
Yes.
It may be that Harrogate anyway isn't in action anymore. It used to be a spa long ago.
The nearest sort of thing we do go to on an infrequent basis, not really regular, is Bath.
Bath?
Bath, yes.
But I'm fortunately, although I'm half English, I'm in contact with the spa position in Germany. I'm really not in contact with the spa position in England. I understand it's all been demolished here, but I may be wrong.
I think they're trying to preserve things as well.
That's something.
Yes.
The silly idiots, they should have thought about preserving it long ago before they started destroying everything.
Another question I would like before we finish.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about, of any type of minerals? Sort of in these different forms, you know, these small tablet forms, what you see, all these minerals and vitamin things like that. Is anything in that field? You know, not medicine as such. Do you know any body chemical sort of style, you know, in the trace elements? Is anything in that you can recommend?
Well, I would say that all of those things, you see, basically, what are we? As you will know, as a chemist, we are basically a solution, an aqueous solution of all sorts of minerals.
Yeah.
And I would say there are a number of minerals which one can take to advantage, which certainly can do no harm and may do a great deal of good. I don't personally use them very much. I did experiment with them some years ago, because I tend to make up my own things these days, both herbal and mineral. But there was a time when I was using, what were those things called? Dr. Schüssler's. Have you met those? That's a German doctor, Schüssler, who evolved a series of biochemic salts, which are considered to be quite good.
These are the ones, I'm sorry, these are the ones actually we are using. I've just been prompted, them are the ones we're actually using.
They are. Well, it is said that they're quite good, and I feel sure that they're perfectly harmless. They can only do good or nothing.
Is there any particular one you could recommend? Because there's so many of those.
No, I can't say that I can recommend any particular one more than any other. Let me just think what I would suggest for this. There are certain herbal things which could be good for you.
Yes.
Notably, perhaps herbal essential oils, such as oil of rosemary. Oil of rosemary is good for the circulation.
Yes.
Let me think what other one you might... You could possibly mix that with a little, possibly even a little oil of lavender, and dilute it with something like olive oil, because you shouldn't apply essential oils on their own. They're too strong for the skin.
Yes.
Dilute them perhaps, I don't know, 8 to 1 with olive oil.
Yes, very
good. In other words, 8 parts of olive oil to 1 part of the essential oil. Certainly oil of rosemary is a very good thing. Let me think of any other herbal oils.
Wenn es wahr ist, dass sie aus Leichen Aussagen erpressen können, ich bin toter als all ihre Toten. Ihre Mutter wohnt in Mannheim, Marienklässe 8, bei ihrer Tochter Margarete Wolf, geborene Wallau. Nein, halt, wohnte. Sie ist heute Morgen das Altersheim an der Bleichen. Nach der Verhaftung ihrer Tochter mit Schildersoßen und Fluchtbegrüßung und Verdacht ist die Wohnung bei Ihnen, das 8 von 7 Dorf. Als ich nur hatte, hatte ich Mutter, Schwester, Schamte, Freude.
Starke Männer haben ihr Leben abgeschworen. Bachmann hat mich verraten. Aber zwei junge Knaben, auch das soll vorkommen, sind kein Haar breit gewichen. Meine Vaterschaft jedenfalls ist zu Ende, wie auch der Ausgang sein mag. Sie haben den Weltkrieg als Frontsoldat mitgemacht. Als ich noch am Leben war, zog ich in den Krieg. Ich war dreimal verwundet in der Sonne, in Rumänien und in der Karpaten. Und ich bin in der Kälte, ich kann schließlich gesundheitlich sein. Bin ich jetzt auch tot, verwundet und nicht im Weltkrieg. Sie sind im Spartakus im Monat seiner Gründung beigetreten. Der Mann, der noch am Leben war, im Oktober 1918, war in Spartakus tot. Was soll das aber jetzt? Sie könnten ebenso gut Karl Liebknecht selbst sein, von mir bestellen. Er würde ebenso viel, ebenso laut antworten. Was die Toten, ihre Toten betrauen. Nicht, wenn sie mal ballern. Gehen Sie sicher heute noch zu den alten Wegen. Das wird Ihnen nicht besser.
104FM.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.